And this is a real treat because this is a group that has been together over a dozen years, a few changes in personnel, as are to be expected over a dozen years of performance. But they have yet to release an album. So what we have is something really, really special for you. And it is a performance recorded live in Studio A by the quintet Saudade, S-A-U-D-A-D-E. Saudade, generally like the first word of Portuguese one learns, whether one's learning about Brazil or Portugal or elsewhere. It's a concept that we'd be wasting our time to try to define. So let's go right into the performance. You will hear on vocals and percussion, Deb Orlovsky, on keyboards, Lisa Lopez, on clarinet, sax, flute, and percussion, Bob Gush, Mickey Patton on bass, and Jefferson Voorhees on drums and vocals, recorded on the 12th of October, 2017, in Studio A by Roman Garcia. In a little bit, we'll do what we can to spend some quality time with the band, but why don't we head right into the studio? And this note, if you have toddlers or people quite young, this is a great piece, a great set for them to sort of cut the rug, move the furniture, and dance. So let's go into Studio A with Saudade.
Das cordas da meu viola que só teu amor procurou sábio esteio. Canto meu coração, alegria voltou, tão feliz amanhã. Desde amor. That was Manhã de Carnaval, also known as A Day in the Life of a Fool. Morning, such a beautiful morning. In life, always a new song to sing. For our next tune, we're going to feature Bob Gush on clarinet on the song Lamentos, which is a choro by Pixinguinha. Thank you. Water to drink, comrade. Here's água de beber.
Água de beber, água de beber, camara. Água de beber, água de beber, camara. Água de beber, camarada. Água de beber, água de beber, camarada.
We're going to switch continents right now and sail across the ocean to some islands off the west coast of Africa. Cape Verde or Cabo Verde, the home of Cesária Évora. And here's a song from her, Amor de Mundo.
amor é doce, meu amor é certo, meu amor tá longe, meu amor te pede, é tá na minha que tá sozinho mesmo. Meu amor caso de crescer, é o amor de um cristão que cacou viver na meia de peio. Meu amor é tudo curte, é o amor. Jump can drive you no more, oh mundo. Jump can drive you no more, pano ama. Jump can drive you no more, oh mundo. Jump can drive you no more, pano ama, pano ama, pano ama, pano ama, pano ama, pano ama, pano ama.
I have deep personal problems with Brazilian jazz. I just want to say this at the outset. It tends to make me violent.
There's a 12-step program for that.
However, that is only because I know so little about it. So you are in the process of educating me. You're in the process of educating the audience. And I understand you're also self-educating as you go along. This music, what you're playing tonight, first of all, it's not all from one era of Brazilian music, and it's not all from Brazil.
Right. Saudade started out as a duo with me and my friend Dan Golden. And I met him, and he says, would you like to play in a choro band? And I'm going, well, yeah, okay. What's a choro? And until I heard it, I had to do my research on it, and it was... So choro comes from like late 1800s, beginning 1900s in Brazil. And it was really a musician's music that was pretty notey. And they used to have like cutting sessions like they used to have in New York City with the musicians coming in and, you know, trying to outplay each other in a friendly way.
I always thought it was a very placid form of music, not nearly as aggressive as like the kind you do cutting on.
It started out from the classical music coming over from Portugal. So it was Western classical music kind of merging with the indigenous rhythms and Portuguese, Brazilian rhythms. And it turned into what it is, which is kind of pre-samba era.
And so this was all before. So is there a timeline, or does it all mesh into a single thing when people talk about bossa nova, samba, tropical? And now we're into the era of BPM, which is a different animal entirely, I guess. I mean, are you conscious of these different eras as you're finding songs?
Well, there's a through line, but yes, the Brazilians are actually very into distinguishing certain eras of their music, certain times frequently associated with one particular person or a couple of particular people. And I think that continues to the present time. But I would say that they would care. They would want to know whether it was bossa or tropical or samba or, you know, batucada or all that kind of stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. Where are you accessing this? Because one of the things that's refreshing about this band is, honestly, I don't know all the tunes you're playing. It's not the six tunes that show up on every jazz record I've heard in the last 20 years. You do a few of them, but that's not the bulk of your catalog for this band.
Of the songs that we're performing tonight on KONM, I would say Água de Beber is probably one of the more popular and well-known tunes. It's one of Joe Beam's, you know, most popular bossas, of course, behind Gohota de Ipanema, Girl from Ipanema, Jazz Afinado. Jinji, which we are also playing tonight, is not his most well-known, but definitely right up there with is most beautiful. So that's my personal opinion.
There's a number that you play, and I don't think we've heard it yet, which is a tune about rain, Chove Chuva.
Yeah.
Now, there's a story behind how this particular song became part of your repertoire. And it has to do with, again, with this idea of you're educating the audience, and sometimes the audience educates you.
Very often the latter is the case. Tony Cesarano and I, we have a duo called Jazz Brasileiro, which focuses more on the bossa end of things, almost exclusively, unlike Saudade, which samples from a lot of the different forms. And Chove Chuva was actually written by Jorge Ben-Jor, who wrote Mas Que Nada. But it was probably first made most popular by Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66, and they did an English language version called Constant Rain. And the reason why I ventured to learn it was because this one couple kept showing up first when Saudade was playing in the basement at Zinc in the cellar, and then they kept showing up at Hotel Andalus, and they'd say, "Did you learn it? Did you learn it?" And I would have to say, "Ah, no." But then Tony and I actually learned the English version. But when I found the Portuguese version, I was like, "Wow, this is really cool," and I brought it to Saudade. So,
did it arrive in recorded form, or did you have sheet music and notation to work from?
No, Bob transcribed it, didn't you, Bob?
Yeah, painstakingly. I'm not very good at transcribing very quickly, but yeah, I worked it out, and Lisa helped me with the chords, and I did the melody lines and put it together as well as we could, and it worked out good.
Here's Chove Chuva, Constant Rain. Já vê chuva, já vi sem parar. Já vi chuva, já vi sem parar. Já vi chuva, já vi sem parar. Já vi chuva, já vi sem parar. Pois eu vou fazer uma prece pra Deus Nosso Senhor, pra chuva parar de molhar. E é muito lindo, é mais que o infinito. É puro, é belo, inocente como a flor. Por favor, chuva ruim, não mais e mais o meu amor assim. Por favor, chuva ruim, não mais e mais o meu amor assim. Já vê chuva, já vi sem parar. Já vê chuva, já vi sem parar. Chove, 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 chuva, chove sem parar. Chove, chuva, chove sem parar. Pois eu vou fazer uma prece pra Deus Nosso Senhor, pra chuva parar de molhar o meio de vida. Que é muito lindo, é mais que infinito. É puro e belo, inocente como a flor. Por favor, chuva ruim, não mais e mais o meu amor assim. Por favor, chuva ruim, não mais e mais o meu amor assim.
já vi sem parar. Já vi chuva, já vi sem parar. Já vi, já vi, já vi chuva, já vi sem parar. Já vi chuva, já vi sem parar. Sacudi, 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 sacudi.
Not just the three of you, but the five of you are all very, very busy musicians, multiple, probably three or four bands each of you. However, you've managed to keep Saudade together for 12 years?
It's gone on 15. If I kind of just the duo, I started with the duo, turned into a quartet with my daughter and Blake Minerly playing down at the Blackbird Buvette for years. And then they kind of exited, and we found Debo. Want to say how you found us? or we found you.
Okay. Who did find the other?
Dan Golden.
Okay, so if you really want to hear the whole story, I'm driving up Gibson. I'm listening to Afternoon Freeform on KUNM, and the late, great David Lesh was on. And he was giving out tickets, and I just happened to be the right number of caller, and I got some tickets for a show that was going to be at El Rey, and I went to El Rey with my friend Charlene Hirsch, Stan's sister. And Charlene is talking to your friend, Dan, and then she's like, Debo, come here. And she introduces me to Dan Golden, and she says, hey, Debo sings and plays accordion. And he turns to me and goes, do you sing in Portuguese? And I almost fell down because I had actually learned a couple of bosses like just in the week or two prior, because I was trolling Craigslist as I'm wont to do, and found someone looking for a singer to sing bossa nova and samba. And we had done a few songs, but then he went on to Denver or something, and there I was left holding Corcovado with nowhere to do anything with it. So when Dan said, do you sing in Portuguese? I was like,
yes, no, maybe, let's do it. And that's how it happened.
Right. So Debo joined us and Jefferson, I think, right about the same time. And Jefferson has a background in Brazilian music, right?
That's the first music that, almost the first music I ever listened to on vinyl. My mom and dad, my dad was working down in Rio de Janeiro and brought my mom. They didn't bring us kids. And when she came back, my mom was completely crazy about the music and the people and the nightclub scene, and she really loved it. And when she came back, she brought about a half a dozen LPs, mostly from nightclubs, but a couple of famous people as well. And I was just, and a couple of, and she brought some percussion instruments. And I just, that's when I latched on. And that's how I first started playing the drums, actually, was playing along with the records when I came home from school.
Your mom must have really loved you to bring you drums.
Well, she, it's interesting. She did love that I was a drummer, but I get so into it. She said it made her uncomfortable to watch me practice because I was so far away. You know? And moms don't like it when their kids go too far away.
Here's Gingy, a love song.
Passam ligeiras pra onde eu vou. Ah, eu não sei, não sei. E o vento que fala nas folhas, contando as histórias que sabe de ninguém, mas que são minhas e de você. Thank you.
If I only had words, I would say all the beautiful things that I see when you're with me, oh my Gingy. I love you more each day. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'd let you go away if you take me with you. Don't you know, Gingy? I'd be running and searching for you like a river that can't find the sea. That would be me without you, Gingy. Desha, Gingy.
Here's Shave Shuva, Constant Rain.
Well, actually, that's not where we were going. We were going to wrap this thing up with one final bit of music, and it's right after that Shave Shuva cut right over here. We'll bring it up underneath us. You've been listening to Saudade in Performance, recorded on the 12th of October in our own Studio A by Roman Garcia. Saudade R, Deb Orlovsky, vocals and percussion, Lisa Lopez, keyboards, Bob Gush, clarinet, sax, flute, and percussion, Mickey Patton on the bass, Jefferson Voorhees on drums and vocals. They'll be performing. The next big show is November 11th at the Promenade. We'll tell you more about that because it's a dance party. But in the meantime, you can keep track of Saudade at reverbnation.com/saudadeabq. And the spelling? SAUDADE. So reverbnation.com/saudadeabq does it for us this week. We'll see you next week. Stay tuned for Route 66.